Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Xfinity disclosed that threat actors who breached one of its Citrix servers in October also stole customer-sensitive information of 35,879,455 people from its systems. Xfinity concluded that the scope of the customer data taken included usernames and hash passwords. For some customers, information such as names, contact information, last four digits of social security numbers, dates of birth, and secret questions and answers were also taken. Xfinity started proactively asking users to reset their passwords at next logon last week and has started notifying users that their data has likely been compromised. Google announced that it will pay $700 million in fines, allow developers to steer consumers toward sideloading to avoid Google Play Store fees, and update language that informs users about the potential risk of downloading apps directly from the web. These fines and minor App Store updates will settle the 50 states and the District of Columbia's 2021 antitrust case against Google for its monopolistic App Store policies. $630 million in fines will go directly to 102 million consumers who may have overpaid for apps or in-app purchases. The other $70 million will go into a fund to be used by the states. The European Union has confirmed its first formal investigation under the Digital Markets Act and will look at whether the social media platform X may have breached rules linked to the risk management, content moderation, dark patterns, advertising transparency, and data access for researchers. The European Commission started a preliminary investigation into X back in September on concerns about the dissemination of illegal content in the context of the Hamas terrorist attacks against Israel, among other things. The Commission is now saying that it will carry out an in-depth investigation as a matter of priority. NetChoice, a trade group representing TikTok, Meta, and X, has sued Utah over the state's strict new limits on apps used for minors. Utah is the first state in the U.S. to pass laws requiring children and teens to obtain parental consent to use social media apps. NetChoice argues that Utah's regulations are unconstitutional because they restrict access to public content, compromise data security, and undermine parental rights. The Rise-Sider ransomware group responsible for the recent hacking of Sony's Insomniac games has made good on its threat to release over 1.3 million files after its $2 million ransom demand was not met. The leaked data includes internal HR documents, screenshots of employee Slack conversations, and more, but the main focus is on the yet-to-be-released Wolverine game. Rise-Sider claims that it took the group only 20 to 25 minutes to get domain administrator access and that money was their sole motivation. OpenAI has created a new safety advisory group that sits above technical teams and is aimed at fending off the threat of harmful AI. The advisory group makes its recommendations directly to leadership, and OpenAI's board has been granted veto power. OpenAI has also updated its preparedness framework, which has the main purpose of showing a clear path for identifying, analyzing, and deciding what to do about catastrophic risk inherent to the models the company is developing. Meta's oversight board has published its first ever expedited review, which only took 12 days, and has determined that the company removed content from its platform about the Israel-Hamas war that did not violate its rules. The board overturned the company's original decision to remove two pieces of content from both sides of the conflict. Since it supported Meta's subsequent move to restore the post on Facebook and Instagram, no further action is expected from the company. And finally, Bloomberg is reporting that food delivery services Uber Eats and DoorDash have made changes to their respective apps after New York City's mandatory base rate of $17.96 per hour went into effect earlier this month. Before the change, drivers were able to see the potential tip associated with a particular delivery, a feature not necessarily so great for customers. Now that potential tip is not shown to drivers, which could cause them to earn less, although drivers did earn more the first week after the pay increase. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.